Welcome to the CC Broadcast, a part of Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministries. This week, our radio preacher, Pastor Tim Butker, continues his series, The Roman Road, with today's message, Take Time to Worship God.
It's really good to have you with us today on the CC Broadcast as we enter spring here in Iowa from where we record from. We're mindful of the birds that are chirping in the air and the fresh spring that's coming in this post-Easter season after we've celebrated the death and the resurrection of Jesus. And I can't help but invite you to turn your heart towards the Lord in worship and praise with us. And I'm excited about bringing you a message today entitled Taking Time to Worship God and expounding on God's invitation for us to come before Him and worship Him and praise Him. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for giving us your word, which teaches us without error what to believe and how to live. And thank you for inviting us into your presence through your Son, Jesus. We give you praise. Please speak to us now in this time we've set aside to come before you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. You are holy, 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 holy. I want to see you. Holy, holy, holy. You are holy, holy, holy. Lord, you're holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. I want to see you. I want to see you.
We have two scripture readings today. The first comes from Psalm 100, which is the end of 11 psalms of praise written in the Old Testament, inspired into King David's heart by the Holy Spirit. And these psalms praise God for his faithfulness. The second is found in Romans chapter 11, verses 33 through 36, where Paul, in the middle of his letter to the believers in Rome, breaks into a doxology. Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever, and his faithfulness continues through all generations. And then Romans 11:33 through 36. All the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable his judgments, his paths beyond tracing out. Who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay them? For from him, and through him, and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, I don't know if you've ever thought about it or not, but you and I were literally made to praise and to worship. I mean, this is a part of the core of our being. It comes very natural to us when we encounter something that we value highly or something that we're impressed by. Praise and even the level of worship just comes effusively out of us. My children have both been involved in high-level sports, and when you get up to the collegiate and professional level of sports, you have some phenomenal athletes. I mean, athletes who can do amazing things. And when you sit in the stands and watch a great feat accomplished on an athletic field or on a court or something like that, or even in gymnastics and that, sometimes the crowd erupts with praise and adoration of what just happened. It just flows naturally out of people. The same thing happens when you're at a play where something deeply moving happens by those presenting the play, or you're at a concert where the song is performed in such a way that hearts are touched all over the auditorium. Praise and sometimes standing ovations take place, and a sense of awe and wonder overcomes a place. This is something we're designed to do, to give praise to that which we see as impressive or that which we see as worthwhile, that which is amazing. This is actually a part of what separates you and I from all other living things. I don't guess you've ever seen a giraffe praising something or someone, or you've ever seen a tiger rise up and clap hands for another tiger. This is a part of the spiritual nature of who you and I are, made in the image of God, the Imago Dei. And God has put this in the core of our being, the ability to see things, be amazed by them, wonder and marvel at them, and then become effusive in praise and worship. He's put this in the core of our being because he made us for himself. And he wants us to see who he is and be amazed by him, because we were created by him and for him. And this is not unloving of God. It's the most loving thing he can do. Create us to be caught up in him, because in him is life, the fullness of life. And so we have this bent towards worship, but as Tim Keller says, this worship is something that comes from the deep affections of our heart, the core of our being, beyond our mind, into our will and emotions. And this worshiping God that we're created to do is an instinct that's gone awry. And as a result, we aim it towards other things. We worship, as Paul wrote to those in Rome, created things rather than the Creator, who is forever to be praised. And so I want to encourage you today in taking time to do the very deep thing that you and I were created to do, and that is turn our hearts towards God in worship and praise. For in the end, he is the only one truly worthy of the deepest affections of our hearts. All the depth and the riches and the wisdom and the knowledge of God. There is no one else like him. When we praise God, when we begin to acknowledge God for who he is and turn towards him and marvel and wonder and begin to praise him, not just in the spirit of our being, but for the truth of who he is, something happens inside of us. First of all, our eyes begin to be focused not on ourselves, but on him. Our eyes come off of ourselves and our troubles, and we start to gaze into who he is. And when this happens, something begins to happen in our hearts. Our hearts start to see the greatness of God, the power of God. When we worship him in the truth that's revealed to us about him in the scriptures, something happens in our hearts, and we get perspective over the challenges of this life, the problems that we're facing, the worries, the concerns, and we start to sense his power and his greatness. And as we get caught up in him, our hearts grow more humble. Worship of the one true God puts us in a position of humility before one that is far greater than ourselves. And this is exactly where God wants us to be. Because, as the scripture says, a sense of humility before God and us bowing down before him puts us in a position where he can touch us in new ways. Because the Bible says God opposes the proud. James wrote it this way. He said, "Don't you know that friendship towards the world and your idolatry of things of this world lead you away from God and put you at enmity with God or at odds with God?" And it's clear in his word, God does not want to play second fiddle to anyone or anything. Do you think the scripture says, James continues, without reason, that he jealously longs for the spirit he's caused to dwell in us? And then he says this, "That is why the scripture says he gives us more grace. He opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble." When you and I worship God, we take our eyes off of our problems, our pains, our suffering. We begin to see the power and the majesty, the ability of God in our lives. We can be overcome with that, and that can grow a sense of humility in us. And then we're starting to position ourselves in a place, in a way, in a spiritual stature that brings favor from God. Humility brings His grace into our lives. And then James says, if you submit yourselves then to God, and you resist the devil, the distraction, the temptations of this world, he will flee from you, the devil will. And as we come near to God, he will come near to us. And I don't know what else a person could want more of in this life than more of God infusing their lives. As the scripture says, in him we live and move and have our being. He is our life, friends. He's the one who sent his son among us to pay the penalty for our sin so we could be made right with him, declared innocent before him, become friends with him, and then we could be empowered by his very spirit within us. And to get in touch with this spirit, we need to lay down our idols, turn away from our idols, and turn towards him in worship and praise. And then the humility that that brings will burst forth his grace, his power, his might, the work of his spirit in our lives. So I ask you today, friend, is it time for you to worship God more? Set aside more time to come before him and give him the praise and honor that's due him. Maybe you don't even know him, and you're hearing this as an invitation to come and see that God is good. He is holy and righteous and powerful and loving. And as we get caught up in his presence and worshiping him, something changes inside of us. The very core of our being can be moved from being idolatrous towards things of this world, worshipful towards things of this world, to becoming worshipful of him, which opens us up to his power and his strength. And so the psalmist breaks into this song, "Shout for joy to the Lord," Psalm 100, "all the earth. Have you shouted to him lately?" Psalm 100 might be considered God's clarion trumpet calling to us to come before him. How many times have we seen at an athletic event someone shouting praise or shouting something out? And have you seen someone do this before the Lord? Shout to him? God calling us, "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful song." God's clarion call, wanting us, because he knows how good this is for us, to come before him, acknowledging his majesty, his worth, his greatness, his power, his unending love. The psalmist continues, "Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture." Know this, he made us. We came from him. He designed us. He breathed into us the breath of life, and we are his people. Of course, the psalmist here is David, who's a member of the Israelite family, God's chosen people through the Old Testament. But now we're in a time, and even those before Jesus, we look back towards Jesus, and those that trust in Jesus are grafted into the Israelite family. And those that hoped in the coming of Christ, even if they weren't Israelites in the Old Testament, they were saved by the coming of Christ. We're all made by him, and we can all be adopted into his family through our faith in his son Jesus and his work on the cross and the shed blood of Christ, trusting in the work of Christ. Then not only are we made by him, we become the sheep of his pasture, those cloaked in the innocence of Christ. We have been bought with a price, the Bible says, the precious blood of Jesus, and we're clothed in his righteousness. So we stand there as friends of God, children of the Most High God, both now and forever. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his people through Christ, the sheep of his pasture, which simply means that he wants to shepherd us, to guide us, to be our leader, to be our king, to inspire us, direct us, train us, instruct us in living, just as a shepherd does their sheep, to feed us, to care for us, to nurture us in life so that we might flourish. This is the God who calls forth praise from us, the one who cares so deeply. The psalmist continues, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name." Is this too much to ask from the one who gave us life, created us, put us here, and then purchased us through the sacrifice of his own son? Give thanks to him. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise, and praise his name. Friends, you and I were created to do this. And as we do this, our eyes come off of ourselves. They come on to the matchless power of our King, of the Creator of all things. And we position ourselves to experience His grace, His kindness, His mercy, His power. And in so doing, then, our lives are transformed by Him. And the core of our being moves from idolatry to worship of God. And we're set free. We're set free. For the Lord is good. And His love endures forever, the psalmist ends. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Friend, it's time to worship God, to ask God to help Him move the affections of our heart, the deep place of our will, away from the things of this world, toward Him where they rightly belong. And in so doing, we'll center ourselves in Him, an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. Anxieties will fade. Our fear about worries and stresses and tensions that we have in this life and insurmountable problems can find their perspective before the power of the Most High God. Are you taking time to worship Him? Is your heart turned towards Him in worship and praise very often? Romans 1 talks about a time when people, although they knew God, they didn't glorify Him nor give thanks to Him, so their thinking becomes futile and their foolish hearts are darkened. But if we turn towards Him and we glorify Him for who He is and give Him thanks for all He's done for us, light comes into our being and we begin to have an unquenchable optimism, a spirited hope that cannot be snuffed out. This is the hope that comes to us then through the power of the resurrection. Friends, in worshiping God, our lives are changed. We're opened up to Him and His grace and the work of His Spirit. If you haven't been taking time to worship Him, can I encourage you today to set aside time in your daily life to find some praise music that ministers to you, that calls forth your heart towards worship? Or go out into creation and the quietness of creation and acknowledge that all of creation declares the glory of God and revel and marvel in the wonder of it all and have it call forth in you a sense of praise and worship over the goodness and kindness of God. Take time to worship Him. Get your eyes off your issues, your concerns, your worries, your problems, and get your eyes on this one who is the great I Am, the Waymaker, the King of Kings, the one who is all-powerful, through whom all things are possible. And in praising Him, the evil one will leave you. Anxiety will leave you. Peace can come into your heart. And in a time of worship, His power, His joy, His love can burst forth in your and my heart. And as this happens, we're forever changed. The more worshipful we become, the more transformed we are by the power of the Spirit. By gazing on Him, we're transformed from glory to glory to glory into the image of His glorious Son. Let me read our text again for you today. All the depth and the riches and the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable His judgments, His paths beyond tracing out. Who has known the mind of the Lord? Who has been His counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay them? For from Him and to Him and through Him are all things. To Him be glory forever and ever. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever, and His faithfulness continues through all generations. Father, we thank You. We praise You for this time set aside to listen to Your word. You invite us to be a people of praise. May Your Spirit continue to draw us into a spirit of praise, praising You in spirit and in truth. We thank You for all You've revealed to us about Yourself in Your word. Call us toward You, Father, to be worshipers and praisers of You. Call people into Your family through Your Son Jesus and His shed blood, that Your family could grow ever stronger here on the earth and Your praise could go forth even more. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, this is Matt Reister, Executive Director for Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. Thanks for tuning in to today's broadcast. We're here to proclaim Jesus Christ as Redeemer of the world and to promote the truth of God's Word. In addition to this weekly broadcast, we want to mention two podcasts which you can listen to for free on our website, ChristianCrusaders.org, or on our mobile app, the Christian Crusaders app, which can be downloaded from the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. The CC Podcast Daily Dose features short devotions from an overview of the Bible, and the CC Podcast Conversations features inspiring interviews with interesting Christians. In fact, here are some excerpts from those interviews. Here's Ron Gruber, a former motorcycle gangster and murderer.
But I grabbed that thing, and after I got myself psyched to a point, and I mean I cracked that hammer back and put it against my head, and I heard it just like you and me are talking. Don't kill yourself with that gun. You kill yourself with me.
This is Christian singer-songwriter Michael W. Smith.
You know, God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. That's one, and you don't like God to humble you, and I've been there. It's not fun. I'd rather do it myself.
And here's Michael W.'s fellow Christian artist, Stephen Curtis Chapman.
And I feel like when people say, man, your music has encouraged me in my faith journey, it always just reminds me again of how God can use just about anything. You know, he can use a hillbilly from Kentucky.
And here's former Hawkeye and current NFL player, Ike Butker.
I just remember running routes. Me and this one other kid are running routes. I don't like to talk great about myself, but I destroyed anybody that they put up against me. Like, I didn't drop a single pass.
You can listen to those interviews and over 60 others, as well as our daily Bible overview devotion and this broadcast, along with archive broadcasts from former preachers on our website, ChristianCrusaders.org, or on our free mobile app.
Today you've been listening to the broadcast transmission of Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministries. We're one of America's longest-running radio ministries, on the air since 1936. We are completely donor-funded, and donations are tax-deductible. They can be sent to 7401 University Avenue, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613, or made online at ChristianCrusaders.org. Thank you for tuning into this broadcast. We'll be here again next week at the same time. And until then, may God richly bless you.